Foods on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So this week is a week that I'm sure so many people have been looking forward to throughout the year. It is English Wine Week. And today I've come along to Booth's Independent Supermarket in Ripon, and I'm joined by Steve and Melly. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Now, we're going to be talking about English wine today, and you've got a selection in front of us at the moment, haven't you, Steve? So do you just want to talk us through some of the wines you've got out for us?
Yeah, at Booth's in Ripon, we stock 8 different wines which come from England, right down from champagnes down to sparkling wines and whites, reds and rosés. At the moment, because we've got a 3 for the price of 2 offer, we're promoting the Chapeldown Flint Dry White Wine and also the Chapeldown Chardonnay plus the Chapeldown English Rosé. But we've also got on here, because it's such a well-respected and award-winning wine, is our own English sparkling wine made in the Méthode Traditionnelle. The only reason we can't call it champagne is because it wasn't made in the Champagne region. It's been very well received in the national papers as being as good a quality as many champagnes. So I'll be taking those round on my trolley on Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week. So anybody wants to come into Booth's in Ripon, they can try that. We're always going to have a little bit of cheese on hand to help you clear your palates. Yeah. So it should be a good vibe.
The sun has been out recently. It's got so hot recently, and summer's just on the horizon as well. What sort of wines would you recommend for someone who, say, they've had a few friends over or they're in a barbecue or that sort of thing, and you want to sit out in the sun? What would you recommend to enjoy with the hot weather?
If you're having a barbecue, obviously you're going to have a red meat. I would always go with a Malbec, preferably from my point of view in the Argentine one, because they're grown at altitude. A lot of the grapes are, so they have to gestate for a much longer period, which gives a really good, deep, fruity flavour, which goes well with steak and red meats. If you wanted something a little bit more serious, then a Sauvignon Blanc, which doesn't pair particularly well with most foods, but it's a great thing to have on a summer's evening when you've finished your food and you're just relaxing with friends. So I'll go with Sauvignon Blanc.
Now, we're currently stood in the wine section of your booth store in Ripon, and we are joined by Melly, as I said, who is from the tasting team, but not tasting when it comes to wines. You're more on the food side of things, are you? Just want to talk us through your role in this.
Oh, yes. I'm here to promote the food that we do. We stock such a fantastic range of food that is slightly different. Just as an example, we do Scotch eggs, but they're not your normal Scotch eggs. They're £2.95 each, but you come, you open one up, you have a look. The yolks are golden. They're just slightly runny. They're not set. We do 4 flavours. They are divine. Once you've cut into one and you've tried it, you'll never go back to the normal Scotch eggs. Now, we do sell an awful lot of products that you can't tell the quality when they're just sitting behind a glass counter. So my job is to take a selection of foods out just to show how good they are and how good they taste as well. They are different. They are really good quality and well worth maybe just that little bit extra, but it's worth paying the money for to get the quality.
Now, your passion for food definitely comes through, and you're definitely in the right job, if I must say so. When it comes to Booth's, as like a family supermarket, you put an emphasis on seeing people, don't you? So talking to people and having people skills, because there's a lot of supermarkets that are largely automated now, and Booth's aren't going that way.
No, we are actually going the other way. Whereas supermarkets now are getting automatic replenishment, you struggle to see anybody on the shop floor if you want something from a top shelf, or there's maybe not something out and you wonder if there's something in the back. There's nobody about. But here we've even changed our names from general assistants to customer assistants. We want to be on the shop floor, we want to be present, and indeed I do the great Booth's Northern welcome at the front of the store on the days when I'm in, and it's so lovely. I watch people come in, maybe just a bit down if the weather's not good, and I just give them a smile, give them a hello, and hopefully brighten the day a little bit.
Steve, we'll come back to the wine. You do actually have a wine tasting here at Booth's that you run regularly towards the end of the week.
Yeah, towards the end of this week, we have our monthly First Thursday Club. Now, that's where we showcase 3 wines paired with different cheeses. I'll always get some information, some interesting fun facts about the wines that are concerned. Mel will give a good reason why we paired a particular cheese with it, and we give customers the opportunity to come and enjoy something they haven't necessarily had before, and in a very relaxed atmosphere. So we're not expecting you to slurp and spit and stick your little finger out. You just come, enjoy your wine in your own way. We'll give you a little bit of information, hopefully manage a really fun evening. People who've attended the ones so far are great, but we've got it'll be all white on the night. on our tasting on the 6th of June. So anybody who wants tickets can come into to Ripon for £10. You'll get a really enjoyable evening. And certainly the ones that we've had going down so far have been really well received. So the more who come, the merrier.
Now, before we go, Melly, you just want to tell us there's a few special events going on. You just want to tell us what's coming up?
Believe it or not, Booths in Ripon has been here 10 years on the 15th of June. So we want to celebrate that. Let's get out there and give the public that have supported us a really good time. We've got so many things going on. We've got a lot of suppliers coming in to give free tastings out. We've got Latham's giving us a really big cake. So, we're going to have a birthday cake to give out and just share with people. So, yeah. There's lots of things going on. The other thing that I did want to do as well with this is help the local charities to Ripon. So what I've tried to organise, and if there are any more out there that would like to join in, that would be great. But we want to sing along. We want people that can play a bit of music, sing a good song, join in with the party atmosphere, but raise funds during the day for their particular cause. That would be absolutely ideal. So if there is anybody, just get hold of Steve or Melly at the tasting team at Booths Ripon, and I'm sure we can find a slot for you.
Brilliant. Well, guys, I'm sure you'll have loads of people through the doors for the next few weeks, especially with English Wine Week. And thank you both for joining me on the Food and Drink Show today.
It's our pleasure.
Pleasure.
Booths on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.